The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, starring America's favorite young couple, Ozzie Nelson and Harriet Hillier. It's uphill all the way from the bus stop at the corner to the Nelsons' house at 1847 Rogers Road. A good hard climb, especially at the end of a long day. But say, look at Ozzie Nelson coming up the grade. Knees pounding up and down like pistons, elbows working, chin up, nose out, cutting the wind. Oh, he's in great form tonight. Hey, look at that man go, full speed. Now he's approaching the house, and he turns in without slowing down. A fast, banking turn. Watch that loose board on the step, Ozzie. Oh, he jumped right over it. Like a man with wings, he's on the porch, through the door, and into the house.
Harriet!
I'm in the living room, dear. Goodness sake, who's been chasing you?
Oh, nobody. It's just so nice and crisp out, I felt like walking fast. It's a lot of fun walking up that hill real fast.
I dare you to tell that to the mailman.
No, I really mean it. Sends the blood surging through you. What's the matter?
What do you mean?
For your face.
Are you asking a question or registering a complaint?
Now, you seem to be terribly concerned about something.
Oh, I'm just a little bit worried, I guess.
Worried? What about?
Oh, nothing important, really.
Now, if it's important enough to worry about, then it must be important.
No, honestly, it really isn't.
Now, Harriet, the worst thing in the world to do is to keep your troubles to yourself. If you have any worries, get them out in the open. 9 times out of 10, you'll find out you didn't have anything to worry about in the first place.
Well, this isn't anything like that, dear.
Well, any kind of a worry is a treacherous thing. Does things to you, beats you down, wears you down to a frazzle.
Well, I appreciate your concern, dear, but really...
Well, of course I'm concerned. Think I want people to go around saying, look at that poor guy, he's married to a frazzle. Come on now, what's bothering you?
Well, okay. I went down to the Emporium today and I saw some drapes I thought would look nice in our living room.
Is that all? Oh, for goodness sakes, Harry, we're not living in the Middle Ages, you know.
What do you mean, dear?
You were afraid that I, the Lord of the Manor, would chop off your head just because you looked at some new drapes?
Well, not exactly. It's just...
Well, what did you think I'd do? Have a fit of temper, throw a tantrum, and rant and rave? Silly thing to worry about. You have my full permission to go downtown tomorrow and buy the new drapes.
Thank you, dear.
Now, is that all you're worried about?
No. I'm worried about how they'll look when they're delivered. I already bought them this afternoon. I was just afraid the color might not be quite right.
Well, worrying about it won't do any good. Why don't you wait and see? You liked them when you saw them down at the Emporium, didn't you?
Well, yes, but suppose they don't look as good in our living room as they did in the Emporium window.
Then maybe the Emporium will let us move into their window.
Well, they're pretty expensive. It'd be awful if they turned out badly.
Look, you're not going to help anybody worrying about it. They'll probably be the best drapes we ever had.
Is that you, boys?
Yeah, Ma. It's us.
Yeah, it's us.
What are you guys so down in the mouth about? What's going on around here today?
David had an arithmetic test today, and he's worried.
Did you have a test, too?
No, not me. Just David.
Then what are you so worried about?
Nothing. I'm just helping David.
Well, why are you so worried about your arithmetic test, David?
Because arithmetic is my worst subject.
Do you think you failed?
Well, I don't know. They won't tell us till tomorrow.
Well, then what's the sense of worrying about it?
Because arithmetic is my worst subject.
All right, then. Since you know that arithmetic is your worst subject, did you study everything you were supposed to know on the test?
Oh, sure.
And did you concentrate while you were taking it?
Of course, Pa.
Did you go back and check all your problems?
Every one.
All right. Did all those things, and why isn't it logical to assume you have nothing to worry about?
Because arithmetic is my worst subject.
Don't you see, David, if you did everything you possibly could to pass the test, there's no point in worrying about it. You did the best you could. That's all you can do.
Well, I never looked at it that way, Pop. I guess you're right.
Of course I'm right.
I probably passed the test okay. Maybe I even got 100.
That's possible.
Thanks, Pop. I won't worry about it anymore.
That's the spirit, son.
But just in case I didn't pass, Ricky, you better keep on worrying.
Okay, let's go out and bat and throw the football around.
Okay. Come on, I'll get the ball.
Well, I have to give you credit, dear. You're really the happy gloom chaser tonight.
I never saw such a family of worriers, even the boys. Must get it from your side of the family. Didn't your father used to worry a lot?
Yes, he did, dear. Every time I went out with you.
Only worried about that old jalopy I used to drive you around in.
No, he just couldn't understand why you didn't have a steering wheel.
You and David are just like your father. David worries about his arithmetic test, yet he knows he did everything possible to pass it. You worry about your new drapes being the wrong color, and you haven't even put them up yet.
Well, that's easy enough to say, dear, but you can't turn worries off and on like a faucet, you know.
Now look at it this way. I took the car to the garage today. I could sit here and worry that maybe it's going to cost a lot of money to fix it.
Well, I hope not. With Christmas coming, we have enough expenses right now.
Well, it probably won't, but suppose it does. There's no point worrying about it. If it costs a lot of money, it costs a lot of money, that's all. And there's nothing you or I can do about it.
I suppose so. You're a regular Rock of Gibraltar tonight, dear.
Oh, and in case you're worried about where I'm going down to the drugstore and get some ice cream for dessert.
Oh, while you're down there, will you see if you can pick up a glamorous woman?
I presume that's the title of a magazine.
Well, of course, dear. Don't you think I have enough to worry about with the drapes?
Want some ice cream, Mr. Nelson? Mr. Nelson?
No, I'm sorry, Charlie. I was busy looking at this magazine. What'd you say?
Did you want some ice cream?
Yes, please. A quart of chocolate and vanilla.
Hi, Oz.
Oh, hello there, Thorny.
Harriet said I'd find you down here. What are you reading there?
Oh, one of these silly women's magazines. Harriet asked me to pick it up for her. Just looking over this article.
What is it? Stop worrying.
Yeah, a whole big deal about people worrying. You know, same old junk. Listen to this. We want to sweep the worry clouds from our mental storehouse and take a new lease on life. This gal claims that 90% of all people worry 90% of the time. Do you believe that, Thorny?
I don't know, Oz. She may be right.
Oh, it's ridiculous. You don't worry especially, do you?
Well, of course I do. Matter of fact, if you want to be honest about it, I think everybody does.
Got a whole list of questions here you're supposed to ask yourself. Are you troubled by tension? Do you lie awake at night? Are you troubled by anxiety? Do you fear the future? Are you worried?
Yes.
Are you worried about living beyond your means? Are you concerned about little ailments?
Like a pain in my right shoulder?
Yeah, that's the kind of stuff. Things that people always worry about but seldom have.
Oz, do you ever get a sort of a shooting pain in your right shoulder? Right about here? It comes and goes. Oh, about every 2 or 3 minutes.
You see, Thorny, you even do it. Just suggest something that other people worry about, and right away you have a symptom.
Oh, I haven't got it now, Oz. I just have it sometimes. Don't you ever have it?
Oh, well, sometimes when I've been bowling a lot or I happen to sleep on in a peculiar position, everybody has things like that, but I'm not going to worry about it, that's for sure.
Here you are, Mr. Nelson, a quart of chocolate and vanilla.
Oh, thank you, Charlie. Now, you take Charlie here. I'll bet he never worries about anything. Do you, Charlie?
I try not to. Of course, I'm sort of a cheerful person by nature, but worry can be a terrible thing, gentlemen. Yes, sirree. I think it's the cause of more evil dispositions than anything else in the world.
Oh, it sure can bring a person down.
Have you ever met my wife, Mr. Nelson?
I don't think I have. Is she a worrier?
She used to be, yes. I'd come home of an evening and there she'd sit worrying and worrying. Just made everybody around her miserable.
And you decided to do something about it?
Well, sir, I figured the best way to make a person stop worrying is to get his mind off it. So every time I'd come home and find her with a long face, I'd give her the old worry treatment.
What would you do, Charlie?
Well, sir, I'd go out to the kitchen, get me a couple of ice cubes, sneak up behind her, and drop them right down her back.
And that worked?
Absolutely. She's like a new woman. I met her last night for the first time since our divorce, and she's the happiest woman I've ever seen. Here you are, Mr. Nelson. Quart of chocolate and vanilla.
Did you get my magazine for me, Derek? Ozzie?
Oh, I'm sorry. What did you say?
Did you get my magazine?
Oh, yeah. In fact, I'm just reading an article in it. Would you like to read it?
No. Go ahead. I'll read it later.
Boy, that dinner was terrific. I think I ate a little too much. Belt must be shrinking or something. I have to unfasten it all the time.
What's the article about, dear?
Oh, one of those things with a list of questions you're supposed to ask yourself. One of them are you afraid you're living beyond your means?
Isn't everybody?
And, are you slipping? Are you slipping, dear?
No, but your pants are. You better fasten that belt again.
Now listen to this. Are you losing your old friend?
Well, are we?
Of course not. We have the same old friends we've always had. Except maybe they're a little older. Thornberrys, the Dunkels, the Randolphs, the Hodges, all the same old friends. Parties, outings together, good times. Where is it we were invited for New Year's Eve?
No place, dear.
Are you sure? I thought you said somebody had invited us to a party or something.
No, not that I know of. What are the other questions in the article?
Oh, it's silly stuff. Do you feel that people are avoiding you? Does it seem you are less popular than you once were?
Well, that's a standard thing, isn't it?
Oh, sure, but the idea of printing these things, telling a person how to stop worrying, it's such dull, stupid stuff, isn't even interesting. Let me read you some more. Are you having difficulty making new friends? Do you feel that old friends are deliberately avoiding you? That's silly.
What's silly about it?
Well, for one thing, the idea of telling you to ask yourself these idiotic questions. They immediately assume that everybody who reads a magazine talks to himself. Wouldn't be so bad if the questions made sense. You feel that people are deliberately avoiding you.
It's getting late, dear. Let's go to bed.
Are all the doors locked?
I think so, why, dear?
Well, we don't want prowlers walking through the house in the middle of the night.
Oh, I don't know. With Ricky's roller skates scattered around, a prowler'd never get past the dining room. Something the matter, dear?
No. Just got sort of a slight pain in my right shoulder. Harriet?
What's the matter, dear?
How long has it been since we've seen the Randolphs?
Oh, it's been quite a while. Why?
Well, didn't we invite them over a couple of weeks ago?
Yes, we did, but they had another engagement. They couldn't come.
Doesn't that seem like a weak excuse?
Well, how'd you happen to start thinking about the Randolphs?
Oh, I was just lying here. Thinking. What was that noise?
I didn't hear any noise.
Sound like a loose shingle on the roof. Wonder if this roof will last through the winter.
I'll go to sleep.
Harriet.
Yes?
Do you remember if I locked the garage door?
The car isn't there, dear. You left it at the shop.
Oh, I know. I can imagine all the things that mechanic's going to find wrong with it. Probably tell me we need a new motor. Wonder what a new motor costs. Car isn't worth that much. Drag it away to the junkyard.
Ozzie, if you don't stop tossing, you're going to fall out of bed.
Read in the paper today about a man who rolled out of bed and broke his leg. What are you doing?
Well, this bed is pretty high. I think I'll sleep on the floor. I hope I can get an appointment with Dr. Brown tomorrow.
Well, for goodness sakes, what for?
This right shoulder of mine is just killing me.
Hey, are you less popular than you used to be? I was. Until I started telling folks about International Sterling's special new holiday set. Now everybody loves me. Sure. 'Cause that holiday set is the kind of Christmas present that makes a hero out of a guy. Makes him look like Santa Claus in person. And it's the kind of present that makes a woman feel just wonderful. International Sterling's special holiday set is a 26-piece service for four. There are 8 teaspoons, 4 luncheon forks, 4 luncheon knives, 4 salad forks, 4 butter spreaders, 1 tablespoon, and 1 sugar shell. Along with the International Sterling set goes a handsome chest, large enough to hold 132 of those shining, lustrous pieces. The price is under $100, and you can buy it now and pay for it after Christmas in easy, convenient stages. Now, doesn't that fit into everybody's Christmas plans just perfectly? Think how delighted Mother would be if the whole family clubbed together and gave her this stunning International Sterling holiday set. Or those young friends of yours who are going to be married soon. Wouldn't they think Santa Claus had arrived in person when they found this magnificent set under their Christmas tree? Oh, you bet. Make this Christmas the most thrilling of all by giving the solid silver with beauty that lives forever. International Sterling. Yesterday, the smiling, cheery-faced, devil-may-care Ozzy who came striding up Rogers Road? Can this be the same man who cautiously picks his way up the street? Wearing a belt and suspenders, galoshes over his rubbers, a raincoat over his topcoat, and carrying an umbrella. Yes, sir, it's Ozzy. Now he's leaving the sidewalk and circling out into Mr. Thornbury's yard. Oh, I see. A limb on the oak tree hangs over the sidewalk. It could fall on a man's head. Now he's walking along under the eaves of Mr. Thornbury's house. Well, there's an airplane flying over, and you never can tell when a wheel might drop off. Now he slips across the lawn, up the front steps, carefully avoiding the loose board, and into the house.
Yes, dear.
Come in the living room. I want you to see the drapes.
Oh, are those the ones you bought?
Aren't they lovely? You were right. It was silly of me to worry about them. They match perfectly.
Don't they seem to be a little long? Dragging back and forth on the floor is going to wear them out, you know.
Oh, no. No, that's the way they're supposed to be. Look at the material. See how well they're made? What are you doing?
Just feeling this material. Doesn't look like it'd clean very well. Some of this fabric shrinks right up to nothing, you know.
Well, it's supposed to clean very well. It's guaranteed.
Guaranteed? Who guaranteed it?
The people who made it.
What people? Do you know the people who made this material?
Well, of course I don't know
them. Then how do you know they'll make good on their guarantee?
Well, it's a reputable firm. That ought to mean something.
Who says they're reputable?
The sales lady at the Emporium.
I suppose the sales lady at the Emporium knows the people who made the material. And who knows the sales lady at the Emporium? I don't.
Well, I do, and she's quite honest. And the drapes will clean.
Suppose they don't wear.
They'll wear.
Suppose they wear out.
They won't wear out.
Suppose they don't wear out. You mean to say we have to look at these same drapes for the rest of our lives?
Ozzy, for heaven's sakes, what's gotten into you?
Hey, Mom. Oh, hi, Pop.
Hello, David.
You were sure right about that arithmetic test, Pop. I didn't have a thing to worry about.
You mean you got 100?
No, but I got 87.
Well, good for you, David.
87? Well, that doesn't sound like such a high mark to me, son.
Well, Billy Johnson only got 88, and his mother's a teacher. Honest, Pop, 87 is considered awful good.
Well, I hope so. You gotta be awful careful about those teachers, though, especially arithmetic teachers. They can be very tricky. Give you a good mark just to get you overconfident, then on the next exam, wham, they give you the works.
I don't think so, Pop. Don't worry, I'll do okay. I'm gonna get a glass of milk.
Ozzy, what's gotten into you? Ever since you read the article in my magazine last night, you've been worrying about everything. Did you pick up the car tonight at the garage?
Oh, yeah. It wasn't as bad as they thought it'd be. Just something wrong with the carburetor. Cost $3.13.
Well, that ought to make you feel a little better.
I don't know. It didn't sound right to me coming home. There's a clicking sound in the motor. Sounds like it's going to fall apart at any minute.
Now, that's ridiculous. You got home all right in it, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
You didn't? What happened?
I left it down at the gas station to have the oil changed.
Well, what I mean is there's nothing wrong with the car. What's happening to you, dear? I thought you never worried about anything.
Well, it's just that all of a sudden everything has started piling up on me. Your drapes can't be cleaned or they'll wear out. David's having all that trouble with his schoolwork. The car won't run. I had to walk home the rest of the way.
Now, Ozzy, you're just letting your imagination run away with you. You said yourself you left the car at the gas station, and David isn't having trouble with his schoolwork, and my drapes can be clean. Now, stop worrying.
I'm not worried, Harriet. You know I don't worry.
Did you see Dr. Brown about your shoulder today?
Oh, yes.
What did he say?
He said to stop worrying.
Come on in. Oh, my, what a pretty dress.
Do you like it?
It's very attractive, Emmy Lou, but try not to build your hopes too high.
What do you mean, Mr. Nelson?
Well, it's obvious you got the dress to wear to a Christmas party, but, I mean, don't feel too let down if something goes wrong.
Well, Ozzy, what are you talking about?
Well, you know how things can happen. She might get all dressed, ready to go to the party, looking forward to a wonderful evening.
Of course, Mr. Nelson.
Well, that's just it. The last minute, your boyfriend may call up. He can't make it. His hot rod is frozen up. Maybe his father won't lend him his tuxedo. Everybody else is going to the party, and there you sit alone in your room. Brokenhearted.
But that can't happen, Mr. Nelson.
Oh, you never can tell, Emmy.
But it can't. The party was last night. I went with my boyfriend, and I had a wonderful time.
You're brave, Emmy. You'd say you did even if you didn't. If you folks will excuse me now, I think I'll go upstairs and clean up. Where are my rubber-soled sneakers, Harriet?
On the shelf in the closet. Why?
I think I'll take a shower, and that tile is pretty slippery.
Hey, Mom.
Yes, David?
Pop doesn't seem very happy today. What's wrong?
He seems terribly worried about everything, doesn't he?
He sure does. What's that magazine?
Oh, this is the one that Daddy was reading last night. And there's an article in here that gives me a wonderful idea.
What are you gonna do?
You wait and see.
What's the matter, Harriet?
Oh, nothing, dear. I was just thinking.
Anything wrong?
No, I was just thinking. Suppose something serious is wrong with the car. It'll take an awful lot of money to fix it.
Well, of course. That's what I've... Well, we're not sure there's anything really wrong with it. Chances are it's perfectly all right. Stop worrying.
Well, I'm not worried. I was just thinking. And then I got to thinking about the Randolphs. It does seem strange they didn't accept our invitation last week.
Well, I don't see anything strange about it. If they had a previous engagement... You certainly wouldn't expect him to break it just to come over here.
Your shoulder's bothering you again, isn't it?
What shoulder?
Your right one.
Oh.
The one that's been giving you so much trouble. You seem to be favoring it. Do you think it's anything serious?
Oh, dear, it's fine. Will you stop worrying?
It's
Say, you haven't by any chance been reading that article in the magazine, have you? How to Stop Worrying?
You mean the one that started you worrying?
What makes you say that?
Simply the fact that ever since you've read it, you've done nothing but worry and lie awake at night.
You mean you don't think the article's any good?
Well, there's nothing wrong with the article. It's just you didn't read the last page. On the last page, it tells you exactly how to stop worrying.
And you read the last page?
Of course, and it works. It says if you want to stop a person from worrying, take his mind off himself and make him worry about somebody else.
You mean that's what you just did?
Of course, dear. You were worrying yourself sick, so I made believe I was worried, and you snapped right out of it. You must admit it worked beautifully, didn't it?
Yes, I think it did. What makes you think I didn't read the last page?
Well, if you'd read the last page... Do you mean you were making believe you were worried to stop me from worrying?
Are you happy with the drapes, dear?
Of course.
You're not worried about them anymore?
No, of course not.
And David isn't worried about his arithmetic?
Not anymore.
Pretty good article, wasn't it?
Ozzy, how clever of you, dear. And what a wonderful way to teach us a lesson.
No. Just one thing, though, Harriet. It might be just as well if you don't tell anybody about this.
But why, dear?
Well, it'd upset the whole formula. The husband is supposed to be the bumbling, fumbling, stupid one who makes all the mistakes. It's the wife who's supposed to be the clever, level-headed one who straightens things out.
Are you sure you were just making believe you were worried?
Oh,
you really put on quite an act. The roof leaking, losing all our friends, your aching shoulder. Are you sure you got all that from the last page of the article?
No, dear, I'll have to confess. I got the whole idea from an old Chinese proverb. Would you like to hear it?
Not especially.
Old Chinese proverbs say, when wife start to worry about living room drape, she give husband a big pain in the shoulder.
This really does upset the formula. I always thought it was the wife who soothed the fevered brow and solved the worries.
I know just what you mean. The other night, my wife came over to where I was sitting in the living room, put her hand on my shoulder and said, "Don't worry, dear."
Wonderful, isn't it?
"Don't worry about what to give me for Christmas," she said. "I'll tell you. International Sterling Special New Holiday Set."
Hey, is that what you were worrying about?
Well, no. I was really thinking about the Rose Bowl game at the time. But it sounded like a great idea to me anyway, so I bought one of those sets yesterday.
International Sterling Special Holiday Set is a great idea. It gives a woman a start on her family silver. And what could be better than that? The set has a 26-piece service for four, and it comes in a stunning big chest that's large enough to hold 132 pieces of beautiful international sterling. You can choose the holiday set in any one of seven different international patterns. And the price is perfect, as are all international sterling prices. They haven't gone up since 1944, you know.
Yeah, the special holiday set cost me less than $100.
And that includes the big chest, too. Gosh, I wish I could tell everybody in the world, if you want to give the loveliest, the most endearing, the most lasting Christmas present of all, give that wonderful new holiday set. Created by famous International Sterling. The solid silver with beauty that lives forever.
Ozzy?
Yeah?
Oh, I hoped it was you. What are you doing prowling around the kitchen in the middle of the night?
I just thought I'd get a glass of milk. I'm having a little trouble getting to sleep.
Don't tell me you're still worrying.
Well, to be honest with you, I guess I am, just a little bit. I got sort of in the habit of it, teaching you and the boys a lesson. You gonna get something to eat, too?
No, dear, I just heard about a wonderful way to get a person's mind off his worries. Don't look, it's a surprise.
Well, I'm not going to drink any hot milk, if that's what you're trying to get. It's funny, Charlie at the drugstore told me of a fiendish thing that he used to do. It seems as... Now, that's not funny. Besides, he used ice cubes.
I know, dear, but ice cream is much messier.
Tune in again next week to another adventure of Ozzie and Harriet, starring Ozzie Nelson and Harriet Hilliard.
And remember...